The Daily News Article Audio. Today in Lifestyle and Entertainment. Boston first-time homeowner describes 30-year pursuit of a dream that's out of reach for many others. 2 years after buying her first home at age 62, Julieta Lopez still wells up with tears as she recounts her 30-year struggle for homeownership in Boston. "I can't believe. I wake up, I'm like, this is mine. I did it. I finally did it," she says, her voice breaking with emotion. "These are happy tears because I did it." That emotional milestone marks the end of a journey that required overcoming major personal setbacks and a housing market that increasingly puts the American dream out of reach for many first-time buyers. "It's taken me 30 years. I've gone through illness, financial woes, but it was worth it," Lopez says. "Get you a piece of the pie. Build your generational wealth. Be your own landlord." Now almost 64. Lopez secured her home by tapping into resources for first-time homebuyers. "I was able to buy it through my savings, a program through the City of Boston and a few other first-time home buying programs," she explains. "The financial benefits are clear. My mortgage is $2,100 a month," Lopez says. "My rent was $2,600 and it was going to go up to $2,900. Brian McCabe is a professor of sociology who also teaches a course titled Understanding Affordable Housing Policy at Georgetown University. He confirms the growing challenges facing those aspiring to become first-time homeowners. "Homeownership remains really central to the American dream," he says. "It's one of the few issues where everybody, almost everybody agrees, people want to own their own homes." McCabe, however, notes a troubling trend. Those that already have wealth, often already have family or generational wealth, are able to use that to enter the housing market. "And so we're seeing inequality probably deepening over the long term when people aren't able to enter into homeownership." For Lopez, homeownership represents more than financial savings. "It makes me feel empowered," she says. "It made me feel like I got a part of the American dream." Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated.